Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons.
Sigma Rho, Paul Carroll, Rachel Heflin, Shibby, Emily Johnson, Laurel Adams, Patrick Halesvig, Yef, Steve Spencer, Bree M, Rachel Goldman, Rachel, Chris LeBlanc, Kimberly McLeod, Lion Thought, Kim Petrovsky, Gabriel Murray, Gogol, Merle Roy, R. Clark.
Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Special thanks to Bittergape. May the evidence be entirely circumstantial.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Glue and apply it to the frame. Just smear it about a bit like he likes, and then. Okay.
What, David? There's sparkles all over the floor. Have you split open an atom, David? David, do we need to get the hazmat team in here? Oh gosh! Oh god!
Yes.
You've split open an atom, and this is atom dust all over the floor?
Yep, and it went in the drawer, and we don't look into the drawer.
Imogen, decontaminate the room!
Emergency decontamination. Please cover your mouth, eyes, and anus.
It burns! Oh, that was a close one, David. How did you get hold of an atom to split in the first place?
Secrets.
Well, that's where atoms come from.
Yep.
You can get atoms from literally anywhere.
Yep, so that is what happened. Anyway, we have a brief to do.
Yes, and David,
what?
A beef to do.
No, what?
I'm very cross.
Why?
Because you, David, clearly don't respect me. I got very distracted yesterday about all the spy business and the excitement from my fun weekend, being alone. And I forgot about what you did in our last session with Hartro.
I don't know what that was.
You didn't respect me.
No.
You undercut me.
Oh, no, I didn't.
At every turn, David, even when we tried to work together, you always found a way to stick your little fingers into my self-respect and tear away like a child with a wet cake.
Probably not.
So I've decided, David, if you're not going to have any respect for me, then why should I bother having any respect for you?
Any difference going to be noticeable?
Lack of respect detected. Older members of security alerted.
Oh, you want to find out if there'll be a difference if I don't respect you, David? Do you really want to find that out? Because guess what? I'm a dictionary. You've opened me up to F for find out, because you will.
Okay, so first of all, find out is two words, so you wouldn't find it in dictionary.
You're doing it just now! You're doing it! You didn't have to comment on that. You could have just let it slide, David.
Yeah, but, you know, obviously you care about my opinion and respect me, so
get the
you...
brief.
Okay.
Just get the brief.
Yeah, I'll get the brief.
Just get the brief.
Get the brief. I want to see what it's like when Trexel Geisman doesn't respect David Seven, except for all of the respect that he usually gives David Seven.
I saved your life.
Sort of.
To be fair.
You endangered my life.
That was true.
And then aren't allowed to go to that bar you like.
You may think that's not a big deal, but have you seen the cocktail menu at the Astral Bar?
No, I haven't.
Well, I've got one here. Look at it.
You've kept...
Look at it.
Look
at the limited selection.
This looks fine.
They're only serving between 4 and 9, David.
There are 14 options.
There are so many other hours outside 4 and 9. I have to drink draft beer.
You don't work any of these hours. I mean, you should, but you don't.
It's a tough life out there, David, and I think you should have some respect for the hardships I go through.
Oh, well, then you take your tablet of pain back.
Give it back.
Yeah. And now we'll go on with Trexel Geisman not respecting David Seven while David Seven reads out the brief.
Read the brief.
Fine.
Initiating.
We are seeing sub-manager Paxt Scrum, Their pronouns are they and them.
David, stop.
What?
Stop.
What?
Stop.
What?
David, just push the brief back up the tube. I can't do it.
Objects put back up the tube will be returned with deadly force.
No, it's a one-way hole. I can't push
I am not having a meeting with Paxed Bloody Scram.
Who is Paxed Bloody Scram?
Spicy language detected. Security alerted.
The most tedious person I have ever had the displeasure to meet. And David, I've met some pretty tedious people. You know Harry? If you've sat across from him in a club for 6 hours while he tells you about his family holiday and shows you picture after picture of his smiling children, you haven't known tedium. And even then, Paxed Bloody Scram is the most boring person I have ever met.
Harry seemed nice. Right, okay, so fine. But Paxed Scram is still a client that we have to meet.
It's death, David. To go into a meeting with Paxed Scram is like putting your head out of an airlock.
Inadvisable.
Right, so what you're saying is that you are uncomfortable with the prospect of staring death in the face, maybe every hour of every day.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm not, okay? So we're going to do this because it's the brief that we got from upper management to see this client, and this client is sub-manager Paxed Scram.
But they're so boring, David. I don't want to speak with them. I went to school with Paxed Scram.
Oh, and Bathin. You both went to school with Bathin.
Bathin.
Yes, David. We both went to school with Bathin.
What was he like?
Even Bathin didn't like Paxed Scram.
Oh.
And Bathin seemed to like everyone, including me, which was always really irritating. Oh, hi, Trexel. Get away from me, Bathin. Okay, see you later, buddy. Damn you, Bathin! Even that guy hated Paxed Scram.
Oh, okay, well that does change things. If even Bathin didn't like them.
Bathin is a great judge of character.
Well, I mean, they're still the client, so is there some sort of, I don't know, sales method, perhaps, to exert domination over them?
Do you mean perhaps there's a step in the Trexel Geisman 10-step program to sales domination?
Yeah, maybe.
Perhaps. Read the rest of the brief, David, and I'll have a think.
Right. Well, you might know this already, but they want a planet built because they need a location for team building that has a natural element of danger in order to cull their workforce. They like quiet, salty crisps. I don't know if that's quiet and salty crisps or salty crisps which are quiet. And blankets. They dislike chocolate, meaningless chatter, and pedestrians. If they were an animal, what would they be? They would be a squirrel.
Yep.
Or a crocodile.
Well, sure. The most basic animals imaginable.
I'll take your word on it for that one. Their greatest strength is their ruthlessness and their ability to plan ahead. And their greatest weakness is their inability to confront problems up front.
A ruthless obfuscator. Who could love a ruthless obfuscator? You don't care for people, and yet you never deal with things.
You walked right into that, Sass. Security alerted.
All right, David. It's not just Imogen that notices sass. I've got a pretty good sass antennae myself, and it's pointed directly at you and your sassy, sassy mouth.
Oh, yeah? Why is that, then?
Well, I do have a step on the 10-step program that might work for this, David, so do you want to hear it, or do you want to just keep being sassy?
No, fine. Let's hear the step on the 10-step program.
Narrative creativity.
Telling stories?
Not quite, David. Telling lies.
Right.
The only way to effectively deal with and emotionally survive a tedious, tedious person is to create a web of lies. You're not you, they're not them. You make a fantasy world in which you can both coexist, you can pretend they're fun, you can pretend you're interested in them, and the thing you're interested in isn't actually them because they're boring, because what you're interested in is the lies you've told yourself about them.
But don't you do that already? Like, all the time?
That's why I'm such a good salesperson, David! The secret is, I'm always lying.
Right, that, yep.
But you're not, David. And this is about you. So we're gonna teach you how to lie until you can't tell the difference between a lie and a truth.
Oh, I'm great at lying.
Are you?
Yes.
How can I tell?
Because I'm lying right now.
Are you?
I don't know, am I?
But if you're lying there, then it would be true. But if it was true, then you're not lying. Oh, I've got a nosebleed.
Oh.
Caution. Mind blown.
Oh, God. I've got another nosing. Both my noses are bleeding, David. Oh, quickly, quickly get something.
In the drawer. I've got paper towels. Here you go. No, I'm setting on fire. Put them on your nose. Put them on your nose. Not while on fire.
Not on fire. The singeing has cauterized my wounds.
Good.
Warning. Stella Firma is not responsible for injuries sustained by employees. Ever.
Okay, maybe you're a little better at lying than I thought, but I'm going to ask you not to turn that power onto me, David, because I looked into the sun and the sun burned my eyes.
Right.
But how are you going to apply this clearly well-developed lying skill? I have no idea where you've got it from, but this clearly developed lying skill to this particular task.
Me.
Because this is a fine balance, David. The person can't just suddenly panic and have their nose start bleeding. They're not going to buy anything. There's going to be blood all over the paperwork.
Okay.
I might have burned the paperwork, but the ashes are covered in blood.
Okay, how would I lie to somebody? Okay.
It's about what you lie about, David.
Right.
Let's try a scenario. I'm going to be real boring, and you're going to feign interest and suggest more interesting scenarios that I might pick up on out of sheer panic because I know I'm a tedious waste of air.
Okay.
Right. We're in a small restaurant.
Right. Oh, okay.
We're not at the same table.
Okay.
But we're both eating on our own.
Oh, no, this is
irritatingly. In an otherwise empty restaurant, they've sat us right next to each other.
Right.
Guess what, David? The tables? Uncomfortably close together.
Oh no.
Why have separate tables if you're gonna put them that close?
I've never even been to a restaurant and I already hate this.
There's barely elbow room. Just try and get up. That's right, you've put your butt in their face. Imagine you're there.
Roleplay Holovision initiated.
Right. Ah, good afternoon.
Oh, Bord, why are you talking to me?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I'll be quiet.
Thank you.
You've lost the
sale. Roleplay Holovision terminated.
You were just mean, David. You were just mean. Think about it.
Well, I'm not trying to sell to this person who just talked to me randomly in a restaurant.
David, you're missing the point. The point about using lying to your advantage is to get people on your side. You've got to pretend you're interested a little bit to get them in before you start turning them into a more interesting person for your own purposes. If you just go up to them and say, oh, you're so boring, they're like, oh, okay, well, I'll just leave then. And then where are you?
Well, that's what I wanted to happen. Now I'm eating on my own comfortably in this restaurant.
It's a good point. That does sound better. Okay, imagine this. Same scenario. That person has got wads of cash and you want them. Won't get them if they just leave.
Okay, no. Okay, yes. Right.
The motivating factor is there. Okay, ready? Let's go.
Roleplay Holovision initiated.
Oh, good afternoon.
Oh, direct eye contact. Good afternoon.
Why don't you sit next to me so we constantly have to actively turn to one another?
Perhaps I'll sit opposite you so that we can better engage one another in conversation, which I want.
That sounds delightful. Can I perhaps interest you in small sets of images from my family holiday?
That would be delightful.
You've fallen into another trap, David. You're trapped in the photo realm now.
Roleplay Holovision. Terminate.
You can't just accept the photos. That goes on for hours and hours. You keep on trying to interrupt, and they're like, oh, there was just this fun one. I had a Lilo, and I fell off of it.
Okay.
And then you wait for there to be more story, David.
Okay.
And there's no more story.
Okay.
That was the whole story,
all right,
David.
No. Okay, we'll try this again. Offer me the photos again.
Okay.
Roleplay Holovision initiated.
Would you perhaps like to look at these images of my recent family holiday?
Oh, look at photos. Look away dramatically. Swoon. I couldn't possibly. All of my photos died in a fire.
I'm so sorry. I feel terrible about trying to show you my photos, and I put all of the massive stack of photos away.
Oh.
Perhaps you could tell me about a recent work trip you went on.
Oh, yes. Of course I could. One time, I went... I don't have a story. Now I'm the boring person.
Oh, the tables have turned.
Roleplay Holovision.
You are the borer. Okay, calm down. Calm down. This can sometimes happen. When you're in a realm of lies, sometimes you open a door and there's just a blank space behind.
A void.
And you don't want to get trapped in that void.
No. No.
And if, David, if I wasn't so cross at you, maybe
what?
I'd help you out.
No.
But I am. So I shall let you languish.
It's not a victory if you already had all the power.
So you're just going to leave me at the bottom of this tedium hole, are you?
You've dug yourself into this tedium hole. You can dig yourself out.
Oh, brilliant. I'll just try and dig myself out and you'll just leave me here like all of the other clones in your life. Hey?
Yikes.
The roleplay is cancelled.
What?
That's it, David.
What?
I'm done.
Done with what?
You.
Me?
I am trying my best, David. I may be crass. I may be late. I may be drunk. I may be angry. I may be stupid. I've forgotten what we're doing here.
Not helping.
Oh, yes. But the thing is, David, I'm still trying my best. So for you to turn round and throw that in my face, well, that's evil, David. And I've thought a lot of things about you, David, but I never thought you were evil.
Emotional trap detected. Security alerted.
Right. Well, don't you think I'm not trying?
Sorry, David, I can't hear you. From up here, on the high ground.
Oh, really? You're on the high ground?
This big high horse I'm on is too tall.
Trexel Geisman. Well, in which case, fine. Would somebody on the low ground do this?
What's that?
A graph friend.
But I lost Percy.
Yes, you did. And I made you a new one. And this one's name is Lucy. And it's drawn on the side in glitter glue, just like Percy's.
Oh.
Arts and crafts detected. Security alerted.
So go on, take it. Take it up to your high ground, where you're trying ever so hard. And I'll just stay languishing down. And I'll just
Lucy,
stay like...
Lucy, I can see.
And I'll just stay
You're
languishing...
You're so beautiful
okay,
to me.
Okay, it's no longer about me anymore, is it?
Oh, Lucy, the angles we shall take, measurements real and fake. Together we will measure the sweet world we have.
I thought that was it.
In our grasping hands, drawn in bonds, such binding bands, you and me, Lucy.
Yeah, it also does little spirals.
I love her.
Great.
I love my new graph friend, David. Thank you. Lucy, through the dewdrops we do dance. Lucy, in the meadow we do prance. Lucy, take me by your corners. Don't hold back. I'm not a hoarder. You're the only graph friend I have.
It's not very kind to Percy.
Since I lost my greatest friend, a childhood, a special friend, a Percy that I'll never see again.
To anyone listening, it's not the clone.
He is lost to me.
Claire's more about
and for a long time, I couldn't see.
The graph friend is more important.
A way out of my sorrow and despair.
I don't even know the clone's name.
But Lucy, you have come into my life, buried yourself into my heart like a kindly, kindly knife, and we shall be together.
He doesn't remember who's made
Lucy.
It.
Lucy.
David made Lucy.
Musical crime detected. There is no one appropriate to inform.
Thank you, David. Thank you for this. This is the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
By quite a way.
Ooh.
I've never really had a friend since, well, since you know, my first friend.
Your graph friend.
My clone friend. But this is a close-run thing, David. This is a kindness that I didn't expect. I'm sorry, you're not evil, David.
Good. No,
you're not evil.
I'm trying.
Good and evil are constructs for the childish.
And I've been overly harsh and maybe a little bit churlish and... Okay, we've not got long, David, and we need to get through this next sales session.
Look.
So let's just work out a quick way of making sure that...
Paxed Scrum.
Paxed
we went to school with
sorry,
them.
Sorry, I'm very emotional. Did you hear how long that song was?
That was really long. That was a really long song.
Too long, some have
Took
said.
A lot longer than I thought it was going to, and we do not have much time. But honestly, fortunately, I think we're both quite good at this. We're going to go in there. We're going to pretend that everything that Pax Scrum says is the most fascinating thing we've ever heard, and we're going to feed their tiny, raisin-like ego until it inflates into a big grape, a big, wealthy grape that splits and just pours money wine all over us.
Please refrain from further torturing this simile.
That's my David. Quickly, a quick-fire round of their likes. Do they like salt and vinegar crisps?
No, they only like salty crisps.
So do we all. Do they like blankets?
Yes.
Do they like chewing gum?
Unspecified.
Correct. It's unclear. I think we've got it, David. I think we've got it. I'm a squirrel. You're a crocodile. Let's go in there and make this boring idiot sing.
Together now.
Ah, Pat Scrum. We're so glad to see you.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris, David Seven was played by Ben Meredith, and Trexel Geistman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by Maddie Searle, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us via mail@RustyQuill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.